from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, August 13th. Farmers and ranchers understand the science and value of vaccines because of their work with animals. We'll learn how they might help convince their neighbors to get vaccinated from Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is calling on each state legislator to get vaccinated against COVID-19. Tony Arnold reports.
After WBEZ published a survey of every state lawmaker showing 80% of them are vaccinated, seven Democrats came forward to say that they, too, have been vaccinated. That means 82% of the General Assembly has disclosed its vaccination status. The rest are almost all Republicans who chose not to answer the question. Some of them represent areas of the state with low vaccination rates, even as cases are spiking once again. A spokeswoman for the Democratic governor says, quote, "Leadership during tough times requires leading by example," and, quote, "Right now people are dying who do not have to die." I'm Tony Arnold.
A nearly stationary line of heavy thunderstorms brought flooding to parts of Champaign, Ford, and McLean counties yesterday. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard estimates that 6 to 9 inches of rain fell in those counties from early Thursday morning into the afternoon. The rain fell on soil already saturated by previous recent rainfall and caused flash flooding throughout the uppermost part of the Sangamon River Valley. In Ford County, Pritchard says he saw at least a foot of water on Illinois Highway 47 on the south side of Gibson City.
Some of the highways, you know, I was seeing vehicles who were attempting to get across some of these roads, and the water was coming up to, the windows on some of these vehicles. So it's certainly, you know, a foot or two deep in some of these areas, maybe a little bit more than that.
The flooding led state highway officials yesterday to close all three of the state roads that run through Gibson City. Pritchard says rainfall was also heavy in Rantoul, Fisher, Bellflower, Saybrook, and Ellsworth. Like other industries, the clean energy sector took a big employment hit during the pandemic. Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin reports.
At the end of last year, the clean energy industry employed 677,000 Midwesterners in sectors like energy efficiency and wind power. That's more than all accountants, auditors, web developers, and real estate agents combined. But according to a recent collaborative report from clean energy groups, the industry saw an overall 9% decline in jobs from the previous year. Maria Onesto Moran is with Green Home Experts based in Lyon, Illinois. She says she's hopeful those lost jobs can be recouped.
My hope is that we're able to take advantage of this opportunity from an economical and legislative perspective to fix a little bit of what was broken and what was missing in our economy.
She says she hopes those jobs will come back as the economy recovers. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom.
Two more Champaign County residents have died of COVID-19, bringing the county's death toll to 164. Public health officials reported 64 new COVID-19 cases yesterday. The number of active cases sits at over 740, the highest total since mid-February. And 21 Champaign County residents are currently hospitalized with the virus. Still to come, we'll learn how farmers and ranchers could have a role in convincing their neighbors in rural areas to get the COVID-19 vaccine. That story from Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman is next on 217 Today. IllinoisNewsroom.org is your source for news about education, the environment, health, politics, and more from WILL. Now you can receive our stories directly in your inbox. Sign up for our weekly newsletter at IllinoisNewsroom.org. For stories you can't find anywhere else in Central Illinois. Another service from WILL, your source for quality, trusted journalism. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Farmers and ranchers are trusted voices in their rural towns. And because of their work with animals, they understand the science and value of vaccines. That could make them perfectly positioned to help nudge their vaccine-hesitant neighbors to roll up their sleeves. Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman went to find out if farmers are taking on that challenge.
When the coronavirus vaccine first became available for him in Illinois, Tom Arnold says he didn't need any convincing. He raises cattle, hogs, and chickens in Elizabeth, a small rural town in the northwest corner of the state.
Some friends, they said, well, we don't trust the vaccine. Other people still weren't convinced that the vaccine was the way to go. And I always felt that was a little cavalier. I felt I had no problem being vaccinated myself.
After all, who better to understand why herd immunity matters than a herdsman?
Being a livestock producer, I'm well aware of vaccinations and vaccines. That's how we develop immunity in our animals. We're always vaccinating the breeding stock to pass on immunity to the little ones.
The problem is that Arnold's among the minority of people in his county who've chosen to get the vaccine. Scientists warn under-vaccinated parts of the country are at serious risk, especially with the more contagious Delta variant spreading. Arnold believes the vaccine saves lives, but he doesn't think it's his job to convince neighbors or friends. He says it's too politicized.
I don't want to get into a discussion on right or wrong.
Plus, he gets it. There's just so much information floating around, he says it's hard to know what to believe. And he doesn't think he personally could change anyone's mind. Larry Lieb feels the same way. He's 69 and lives in central Illinois, where he's got 92 acres of soybeans and timber and raises a few cows and pigs.
Come here, pig. Come on, pig.
Lieb says he was a little worried himself because the vaccine was developed so fast, and he really only got it for one reason.
My daughter's a respiratory therapist, and she told me I was going to get it, plain and simple.
Unlike some of his relatives, Lieb says he does not buy into conspiracy theories about the vaccine, but he avoids those conversations altogether.
It's their own personal choice. I mean, you know, on issues where they're set in their ways, you know, I mean, it's futile to try.
Lieb and Arnold belong to the National Farmers Union, which has been urging its members to speak up about the vaccine in their rural communities. But it's not easy. Carrie Cochran-McLean is with the National Rural Health Association, which is also hoping that more rural Americans will get vaccinated if they hear from trusted neighbors like Arnold.
One of the hardest things about the vaccination effort is that it really, at this point, is almost down to those one-on-one kind of conversations and message sharing. And so he may not feel like his voice is much, but we believe that it's very strong and important.
Ryan Goodman has heard the calls from the national level, and he's giving it a try. He's a cattle rancher in Virginia and self-described agriculture advocate. On Instagram and Twitter, he's known as the Beef Runner. Goodman has been using social media to engage with his followers about the vaccine. He says he's not sure he's changed any minds, but he's encouraged when skeptics who seem unconvinced return for more dialogue.
You know, I'm a fan of saying no one conversation changes someone's mind, especially when you disagree on a topic that might be as hot or as political as vaccines and these vaccine programs.
Goodman wants to see more farmers speaking up because in rural towns, he says farmers are more likely to be believed than even health experts.
You know, everybody looks at Joe down the road and thinks, hey, you know, what might be his experiences on this topic or this issue, or kind of listens to what he or she may say.
Tom Arnold also sees himself as trusted in his community. He says he'll answer questions if people ask him, but he's a pretty busy guy.
I'm already overworked and underpaid. There are other people I feel that may be retired or have more free time that should be doing those things.
Meanwhile, only about 40% of his county is fully vaccinated. He says he doesn't really get why people are acting like the pandemic's over. I'm Christine Herman, Illinois Newsroom.
In your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says mostly cloudy and cooler today with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm and a high of 81 degrees. And finally, a big thank you to Carolina Garibay, producer of this podcast for the last 3 months. Today is her last day with the show as she starts her senior year at the University of Illinois. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Carolina Garibay. Reporting today contributed by Tony Arnold, Jim Meadows, Dana Cronin, and Christine Herman. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.